Welcome to today's episode of the Empowerment Coach podcast. It is episode 107, and we are recording this on the 2nd of July. How the heck is it July? How has it even happened? It'll be going out on the 3rd of July 2025, and I hope it is finding you well. This morning, I am actually inspired by something that I heard. Actually, it wasn't even on a podcast. It was in a little snippet of someone's story from a training that someone done inside somebody else's program or mastermind or whatever. And it really kind of stopped me in my tracks. It made me like totally like felt like saying yes. Like, in fact, no, I think I pretty much did say that, to be honest. I was like, that is golden. And it was the real war is within the mind. And I instantly felt that. I instantly was like, yes, like absolutely. Because I know that war, and I know also that it's a never ending battle. You just get better at managing it. And when you can recognize things, it is really key to being able to move forward. That push and pull, the inner resistance, the voice that wants to heal, but the one that also wants you to stay safe and comfortable and right. So that's what we are unpacking today, the ego, the identity we protect. Sometimes we kind of shape based upon other people's opinions and the stories that we keep telling, even when they are so outdated. But it's not about shame, it's about how we can lovingly call ourselves out in order to be free from these burdens that we play on ourselves, to be free from these limiting beliefs that we have within ourselves, and to be free from our past hurt, or even our future fear. So what is the ego really? So I want to be really, really clear. Your ego isn't a bad thing. It is your protector. It's the voice that is shaped by your past experiences. It's built to keep you safe, accepted, and in control. But here's where the problem is. It doesn't always know the difference between danger and discomfort. And we know that discomfort is so crucial for growth. The ego says, if I admit I was wrong, I'll lose respect. It says, if I let go of this belief, I won't know who I am anymore. It says things like, if I speak my truth, I might be rejected. So it builds little stories within our minds to keep us safe. And those stories become identities. They become who we think we are, even if it's not truly who we actually are. So the stories we'll tell ourselves in order to be right. So let's talk about these. Let's talk about these. What do we tell ourselves? It's not necessarily because they're true, but because they make us feel safe or even in control. One of our absolute basic needs is the need for safety. And that is why that ego is there trying to protect you, trying to keep you safe. So the stories might be, I've always been the strong one, I don't break. Sometimes underneath that, you're not really the strong one. Stories might be, nothing ever works for me. I'm just wired this way. This is the way my life is just meant to be. Might say, this is just who I am, whatever that is. I might say, they should have known better, pointing the blame. And I might also say, I'm not ready yet. And they're just a tiny snippet of some of the stories you might be telling yourself. But here's the truth. Being right doesn't equal being free. The ego would rather protect a familiar identity than risk the expansion, risk what the fear of the unknown, what might be, what that might open up, what that might close off. But your soul is whispering. There's so much more. Let anything that's holding you back go and embrace everything that is in front of you. Now, it does cost us because the war between the ego and your truth creates self-sabotage, so creates chronic overthinking, creates defensiveness in relationships, creates resistance to any form of growth, and it leaves you in a cycle of same lessons repeating themselves just with different faces. And it's exhausting, isn't it? And the moment we actually see it, we see the story for actually truly what it is, that is when we gain the power. So let me be honest with you, I have had many ego deaths, many, many, many moments where I've had to admit that I was projecting, that I was in the wrong, that I was in victim mode, that I was holding on to pain because it gave me an identity, that I was afraid to let go because then what? What do I have if I let go? But every time I've dropped the story and chosen the truth instead, even through though it hurt, even though it was messy, it's where my freedom really lived. So here's what I invite you to ask yourself today. What story are you holding on to just so you don't have to change? I would also ask yourself, where am I fighting to be right when what I really want is to be free? And what identity are you protecting that no longer fits who you're becoming? So I'll say them again. What story are you holding on to so you don't have to change? What are you fighting to be right when all you really want is to be free? And what identity are you protecting that no longer fits with who you're becoming? And then one more. Can you let truth lead instead of your ego? Because that's the real power. Not controlling the outcome, but being real with yourself. So real that your truth becomes so much more sacred than your pride. You are not the story. You are the awareness behind the story. And every time you let go of that need to be right, you become more whole. The war is not out there, it is within. But so is your victory, and so is your peace, and so is that friggin' awesome power. So, this is your invitation to choose freedom over familiar every single day. And if this episode has landed with you today, I want you to send it to a sister who needs to hear it, or a brother, or whatever. Although I do work mostly with women, everything that I talk about, for the most part, could land with absolutely anybody. And if it also resonated with you, I'd love you to tag me, I'd love you to share it, I'd love you to spread the word far and wide as much as you possibly can. And I'd love you to let me know what story are you releasing today. And remember this, you don't have to be perfect to be powerful. In fact, it's even better when you're not. Perfectly imperfect is pretty awesome. You just need to be willing to be honest with yourself. So until next time, let's keep calling ourselves forward and calling ourselves out, not with shame, not with guilt, not with frustration, but with love, to know that we are so much more than what we allow ourselves to be. I hope this episode served you well. I hope you have a marvelous, magical day, whatever you're up to. And like I said, Get in touch if it resonates. I would love to connect with you. Have a fabulous day. Bye.